Well, life on the farm are kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Yes, indeed. It is the first Friday of the month. Therefore, it is our time to talk with our good friend Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, and find out how life's going for the farmers who make up such a tremendous portion of our economy that most of us, unless we drive north, don't ever even see, let alone think much about. But, you know, basically north of I-10, this is their town. Ryan Jenkins, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Great. Great to have you. So last time we checked in with you, you were just beginning peanut harvest. We were concerned about whether there'd be enough moisture in the ground to facilitate that, because if it's dry, you tear up your blades digging in there. And, you know, we want some moisture, not too much. It has to do with the ability to harvest, the quality of the peanuts, all that stuff. So how's it looking?
Well, as soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to get under the peanut digger and change digger blades.
Again? Yeah, it's been pretty dry, right?
Yeah, but it's dry. But, you know, what was it? A week ago or so, last week or 10 days ago, you know, we had kind of some rain in the area. And it did, you know, it fell on some places and didn't fall as much on others. But it really did help us out a lot, which we've pretty much lost that moisture now, but it allowed us to work pretty hard there for a few days, and we're still able to run in most places, you know. And then there's a chance of rain coming back in Sunday and Monday, I think. So you know, we've had just enough to keep us going, and I would say all in all it's been pretty good so far. The yields are pretty good. Not a bumper crop, but they're pretty good. The grades, which you always worry about, you never know until the graders actually go through the process of grading them. You just never know all year long what kind of grades you're going to have. And they grade you on so many different things. And that really highly affects the amount of money you get paid. So you could have a bumper crop as far as yield, and the grades be bad, and it would be a total disaster. So you're always worried about those, and they've been, you know, average or so this year. So something we can definitely deal with, and we're very thankful for that.
Yeah, on the rain question, I believe I even called you and asked you whether the rain we were getting in the south part of the county was doing enough of a job to loosen up your nuts, and you said it wasn't. You weren't sure yet.
They were not loose when you checked, I can tell you.
Well, you know,
it was still very dry, even though. But that's a perfect example. You know, people, wherever you're at, you think if it's raining there, it's raining everywhere. If it's storming there, everybody's getting a bad storm. It's just not the case. You know, it'd be when you said that, it was literally sunshine and dry as it could be where I was at.
And we'd gotten pounding rain at my house. And also, John wants me to apologize to you for having to be friends with such a smart alecky juvenile of a talk show host. That's me.
I understand.
We like to have fun. I mean, you know. But, you know, you made this comment about the quality, the, you know, getting the grades of the peanuts. Is it like anything can happen? You can have high yield, high grade. You can have high yield, low grade, low yield, low grade, low yield, high grade. Like all the possibilities are there, and you really don't know until you start pulling them up.
Absolutely. It happens, happens all the time. That's what I'm saying. You just work so hard, and then I don't know. I probably shouldn't say that. I think there's some subjectivity to the grading process, really. Oh. It's not computerized. It's hand done. And I firmly believe I could take a sample from one buying point to the net. You're not supposed to be able to, but I firmly believe I could take it to three different places and get three different grades. Oh. So, and it affects your money greatly. I'm telling you, you can go from making whatever your contract price is. Like this year, a lot of it's $500 and $525 a ton to literally making $150 a ton.
Wow. Man, that's it's horrible to feel like not only is the outcome uncertain, but the outcome fact can be affected so much by the interpretation and the grading process. That's, man, you just, there's so many frustrations with that. I just don't know how you do it. I'm amazed. That's why I love talking to you, because it's a reminder of how much what we do depends on what you do. So we're looking at, I mean, what did you say? You said it's, the grading has been okay. The volume, the yield has been okay also.
Yeah, I would say we're in a average to probably just a hair above average year, maybe.
How much
we've done? We've done out of 1,300 or so acres that we'll pick. We've probably picked about 350 or 400 somewhere.
Still,
I don't even know what day of the week it is.
You're still really in the thick of it. I mean, you're only about a quarter done or something like that. You got a long way to go.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So we just need some good weather, some favorable weather, and if it'll keep going like it's going, we're going to be all right. But anyway, you know, there's always something to throw a wrench into things.
Speaking of that, you may have heard we have a government shutdown, and I never know how much that might affect you. I mean, but has the government shutdown, now day three, affected? Will it affect farming if it continues?
It does, and it's very complicated, and I probably will have everybody thoroughly confused and screwed up, but I can try to tell you how it affects us, and it affects us getting paid. And you know what? Shame on me for not looking up the technical term of what it's called, but it's through the USDA. The way that farmers get paid for their commodities, they have, and I think it's called the Marketing Assistance Program. Anyway, we call it loan. I mean, that's what it is, the loan program. So typically, when you harvest your commodities, whatever it is, at harvest times, lowest price you'll get paid that year, because there's such an influx of whatever your commodity is into the market.
Supply drives down the price.
Right, you've been waiting all year for peanuts, and now they're here, and everybody in the northern hemisphere is picking peanuts right now that grows them. So there's a large amount that goes into the pipeline, so your price is low. So the government has a program, like for peanuts currently, the loan price is $355 a ton. So when you harvest your peanuts, you can put them, we call it putting them into the loan, you put them into the loan, using your commodity as collateral. This is a government program. They pay us $355 a ton, and we have until July of next year to redeem them out of the loan if we want to. So everybody, the major peanut buyers, everybody's peanuts goes into the loan at harvest time, and then you redeem them out throughout the year as needed. So out of that $500 I was talking about a while ago that we're getting paid per ton for our peanuts this year, $355 of that is government money for right now.
Okay.
So with them being closed, we've been sitting here waiting all year for some money to start flowing and coming in instead of going out. And now you see what I'm saying?
You have no government cash flow because that program is currently inoperable because the government shutdown means that people aren't working it.
Correct.
Government shutdown in December wouldn't matter a whole lot for you. Government shutdown in March wouldn't matter a whole lot. But government shutdown at peanut harvesting time, where you're putting the peanuts into this loan program that the government operates and nobody's operating that program when you've been expecting that money to come in, it's kind of a big deal. Is that what I hear you saying?
Amen. It's a real big deal.
Good Lord.
It's just like the rest of farming.
Yeah.
You don't know when they're going to open back up and what kind of backlog there's going to be and when you are going to get your money. But it's, you know, out of $500, you don't get all that $500. The grading we were talking about has to be paid for, drying, cleaning, all that comes out of that. So that's usually about $50 a ton that's gone there. So now we're down to $450. We were going to get $355 for the government, so we're not even going to get $100 a ton for our peanuts right now until the government opens back up.
Okay, wow. And unprecedented duration of a shutdown, right, at exactly the wrong time. So, Wow. All right. Well, no. Not to like pile on the woes, because I mean, otherwise farming is so easy, right? Except for this one little thing that's that's a problem.
I think everybody should try it. Yeah.
I had asked you before about tariffs. I assume we're still seeing the same challenges because of tariffs and, you know, not being able to export things and the difficulty of import something. But, I mean, tariffs are still making things hard for you guys, or have you adapted to that, or is it too soon to tell?
No, it's about to kill us. There's no adapting to it. We're literally dying before your eyes. We might not have a radio show this time next year. I mean, it's that serious. It's affected our prices so much, whether it's from the input side or for our commodity prices, that it's for real. It's not a joke. And political, non-political, whatever you want to say, it is really, really hurting agriculture right now. I would say probably as much as anybody in the economy.
There was a rumor, or maybe the possibility, that tariff revenue, which is massive, would be distributed to farmers as a way of, you know, defraying the pain a little bit. Has any of that even come close to happening?
No, and that's the thing. You know how government moves at a snail's pace on things like that. It's basically now or never for so many people, so many farmers. Everybody is leveraged as far as they can possibly be leveraged. Excuse me. There's nothing left to go get a loan with. I'm telling you, the American farmer is in terrible, terrible trouble. And I'm not just trying to get attention. I'm not trying to, you ask me and I'm telling you, and it's that bad.
You know, I want to, for people who might not have ever heard you talk with me before, let me say, we've been talking to Ryan now for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, something like that. And Ryan is a man of faith. He's a man of optimism. He's a man who jokes around. He's, you know, farming is always difficult, okay? But he is always sincerely, he loves what he does. He loves farming. He believes in it, and he's an advocate for it. And I'll just tell you, to hear him talk like that, if you're hearing him for the first time, you're thinking, oh, this guy, you know. No, this is, I've never heard you talk like this before. Not ever, not one time. And so you have me really concerned for you. What can people do? I mean, I feel like this is you're begging for help, but is there anything we can do? I mean, we'll pray, we'll pray, and that matters, but, I talked to our congressman on Monday. I'll bring this up with him, but you know, what do you want us to do? Anything?
I don't know the answer. We've just got to be paid a fair price for what we're raising for our commodities, and we've got to pay a fair price for all of our inputs.
Yeah.
Everybody in the whole deal can change what they're doing, but we cannot. And we can't out-yield this problem, meaning I can't go out there and make my peanuts that usually make 5,000 or 6,000 pounds an acre make 10,000 pounds an acre overnight. I mean, we're already there. You know, we're as efficient as we know how to be. I don't know how to cut anything else from my farm, and I don't know how to get a better price for anything I grow on my farm.
Yeah.
So I don't have an answer. Some of it's just going to be, you know, just like this tariff deal. If it'll ever get straightened out, that'll be fine. But it's right now, it is literally killing us at a time where we weren't in a good position to start this battle.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. You were already, lots of stresses already. Yeah.
We've had a tough last 5 years, really. It's been bad, but I love what I do.
I'm
the luckiest, most blessed man you'll ever meet. There's nothing else on the face of the earth I want to do besides farm. I'm so glad that God put me in these shoes and gave me the ability and the knowledge and the wherewithal to withstand a lot of this stuff. And I hope that we can continue doing it. You know,
yeah.
It's tough. You don't want to work for free or pay to work every year.
Yeah.
No matter how much you like it.
And I know you do. I cherish those words because I know that's true. But for you to be talking about Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms, might not be in business next year, like we're in that kind of a position. I mean, I'm a little freaked out for you, you know, and for you're not. It's
well,
not just
Ryan
you.
Ryan Jenkins will more than likely be in business next year. I'm saying, you know, there are many others just like me.
Yeah.
That are not. You know, it's just kind of how the ball falls. Some people will and some people won't, but it's not from mismanagement or poor decisions or anything like that. It's just from the way things have gone.
The squeeze. Yeah.
In opposition of the farmer.
Wow. Well, we always like to end with a farm fact. I know you have one for me this week, Ryan. What's it about?
I do. So it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, on our farm, we'll start picking cotton. By the time we talk next time, we will have picked some cotton, the good Lord willing. And we use pink wrap in the month of October to bring awareness to breast cancer. But the farming fun fact is peanuts. And we've talked a little bit about it before on here. But a 2015 study found that consuming peanuts frequently reduced the risk of breast cancer 2 to 3 times the amount of people that did not consume peanuts.
Hmm. Interesting. And well, so we always say eat more peanuts.
More
so go ahead.
One more. So when I was looking up that fact, I found another one and I couldn't hardly believe how much it reduced this one. Eating peanuts 1 to 3 times per week reduced esophageal cancer risk by 38% and eating them 4 or more times per week lowers the risk by 70%. Those are big numbers.
Yeah, that's a significant
risk. People need to eat more peanuts.
They do.
For
and
a lot of reasons.
You know, I have the dry roasted peanuts in my pantry, and whenever I'm just hungry for a little something, it's a handful of peanuts. So I'm always doing my best to help you. I'm always doing my best.
And I appreciate it.
Oh, man. Well, Ryan Jenkins, he is the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, you know, I mean, sincerely, thank you so much for what you do, for bringing awareness to us to, you know, what's really happening to farmers in America. You know, as sobering and painful as it is, I'm glad to know, because at least we can pray for you. And maybe politically this brings a little bit of movement to something that helps. I sure hope so. Thank you for what you do. Thanks for what your family does. And I appreciate you putting, you know, clothes on my kids' back and food on their table, man.
Thank you for having us. And one more thing, if you find yourself up in the north end of these counties in the next couple of months, I know we have a lot of people visiting and doing agritourism stuff. Watch out for us. There's a lot of tractors and heavy equipment going up and down the road. We've already had one accident this past week. So just be on the lookout for us. We're trying our hardest.
It's okay to go a little slower for a little while for the people who are making your life possible. Ryan, thanks so much for the time,
Absolutely.
Sir. We'll talk to you next month.
Y'all have a good weekend.